Michael O'Connor has set up Tralee-based company NextGen Cyber and believes that businesses of all sizes need to take precautions to deter scams and fraud. And he has plenty of advice for everyone, be they in business or not, on how to protect themselves from scammers. And it's particularly pertinent as this week is International Fraud Week. Well, Michael dropped into studio earlier for a chat, and I started by asking him, first of all, to tell us about NextGen Cyber.
I suppose I started my career 25 years ago in IT in London, but I moved back to Tralee in 2010 and was working for Aspen Grove Solutions. As part of the Aspen Grove Solutions leadership team, there was a great culture and environment around security. There was great user education and awareness, and it got me thinking about what do businesses do that don't have a cybersecurity team or don't have an IT team supporting them. So the more I thought about it, I was looking at what's available in Tralee, what's available in Kerry and in Munster, and there wasn't really too many businesses focused on cybersecurity. So I felt the need to go out, start up on my own and create NextGen Cyber to actually offer businesses advice and someone to speak to that has experience of working in large multinationals and go from there really.
Almost every day we hear about new scams, whether they're targeting your average member of the public or a business, and there are so many different kinds of scams and fraud. Maybe you might firstly talk to us about scams in general that can target anyone, and then maybe business specific ones.
I've got a few examples. Just in the last week, my wife received three different scams, and the first one was pretending to be Vodafone. Your mobile SIM contacts will be disabled due to failure to accept our terms and conditions. Log on via a fake URL. And then the next one was pretending to be AIB and saying, due to unusual activity, your card has been placed on hold. And then please visit AIBcard.com, which is a fake URL again. And then the third one, which people have probably heard of before, is a charge notification. Your delivery is currently on hold due to a €2.70 customs fee. Please make payment here. Now, all three of those are trying to play on people's emotions and scare people into clicking on a link if you think your bank card's been disabled or you think your phone is going to be cut off or anything. It's trying to trigger that emotion in people. And so the fraudsters know this, and they're really trying to target people and use that emotional thing, making a sense of urgency and getting people to click on links. So you need to stop, think and check. Stop. Are you expecting that email from that customer or from that vendor, should I say? So if you're not expecting an email from Vodafone, don't click on the email. Think, what are they asking you to do? And don't rush into clicking on anything. And then check, if you do receive an email, don't phone the number that you've been sent or don't click on the link you've been sent, but go back to your provider, either via their website. If it's a bank, the number will be on the back of your bank card, and check and validate with the business themselves before doing anything. From a business point of view, there's lots of different scams and attacks out there. And only last week I had a phone call myself from someone pretending to be from Dell. And they phoned up and they said, oh, Michael, it's Brian, I'm phoning from Dell. And straight away, I wasn't expecting a call from Dell. And so I said, sorry, Brian, didn't catch your last name there. Brian who? I was in front of my computer, so I thought I'd quickly put his name into LinkedIn and see, is he really from Dell? And I quickly thought about Dell, the manufacturing site in Limerick that had closed. And I said, oh, are you based up in the Limerick manufacturing site? And he said, yes, I am. And I said, the site that closed in 2012. And he then hung up. So if you're not expecting those calls, probably the best thing to do is hang up yourself. But I entertained it slightly because I kind of twigged onto it that it was a scam. But they come in all different shapes and sizes. For businesses, it's often emails pretending to be the CEO or the CFO asking you to make a payment or a transfer. And so you always need to be alert and aware.
We hear about invoice fraud, a fraudster is trying to get you to change bank details, that kind of thing, where you might see it, you might think it's genuine, and then you'll change the bank account you're paying into, and suddenly the person you're supposed to be paying isn't getting the money, but the fraudsters are.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of this happening now online, and the fraudsters, the sophistication that the fraudsters are using is increasing every week. So websites are being made to look really like the genuine website. They'll have online chat, they'll have email addresses that look almost identical. And so it's very easy to be tricked into clicking on the wrong thing and engaging. So people do need to be careful. And especially when it comes to bank details and payment details, you know, always stop, think and check. And if it looks uncertain or if there's anything that you're not sure about, then don't go ahead with the transaction. Banks and businesses aren't pushing you into making a sale immediately. You know, they want you to do it safely and securely. So just be vigilant, I suppose, is the main point there.
Recently at the Kerry Joint Policing Committee meeting, the Gardaí said that since pre-COVID times, there's been a notable rise in the county in scam cases, and they urged people to be vigilant. What kind of protections are there in place in Ireland, whether you are an individual or you are a business and you are the subject of a scam or a fraud?
So in a lot of cases, there's no redress for a consumer or investor who hands over money to an unregulated firm. So with the example you were giving there a minute ago where you're entering details online, you do need to be very careful. In some scenarios, if you're using a credit card, perhaps you may be able to recover the funds through your bank. But if you do think that you've been a victim of fraud, you need to contact the guards immediately. You need to contact the bank, because the bank might be able to stop them in the middle of a transaction or may be able to prevent further damage being done. So the first thing is to notify the authorities and notify your own bank to make sure that they put a stop on any further damage being done. But unfortunately, like I say, there's little redress when you've provided your bank card details or you've entered it in on a website and given it to someone else to use fraudulently.
Would you notice then that there is a rise in these type of scams in the run-up to Christmas? You know, I'm thinking the likes of, you know, on Post or the DPD ones, people getting texts.
Absolutely. Black Friday's coming up now in a couple of weeks, and Cyber Monday, and then of course Christmas. They're all three big shopping events for retailers online and for businesses, and the fraudsters know this, and so they're going to be targeting people, whether they're pretending to be Amazon or AIB or Bank of Ireland, or like you said, the couriers, DPD and so on. Those types of emails, text messages and scams are really going to be rife over the next couple of weeks. So people should be alert and aware to them. We'll all probably be expecting deliveries in, and you don't necessarily know who the courier is. I'd advise people to go back to the website where they've made the order, check to see, can you see who the courier is, before engaging with a courier that's pretending to have a delivery ready for you.
Data protection, it's a major area, especially since the GDPR regulations come in. There's been big changes. But protection of consumers or clients is very important for a business, isn't it? Because, you know, they could be subject to fraud and that kind of data could be attacked.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity works hand in hand with data protection. Businesses must know about the data they own so they can protect it. And often when there is a cyber incident, businesses don't know about the data that they have. And so then it makes it very difficult to recover the data or to be able to say what data has been impacted. Businesses need to be really careful from a data protection point of view, and I'd advise businesses to consider doing an annual audit. What data do we own? Is there PII information? Is there bank card information or sensitive information that we need to be protecting? And then make sure that the appropriate controls are in place to protect that data.
A lot of businesses would have some kind of details. If you buy something online, you can often sign up for a newsletter, all those kind of things. So a huge amount of businesses would be holding customers or clients' contact details, wouldn't they? And they could have further details, like you say, like bank details, that kind of thing.
Data is just getting bigger and bigger. The information that people need to do their business or that they have in relation to you and your business is just increasing all the time. This is why we've such an explosion of data centers and businesses mining data and using data analytics and everything. It's very important for customers to be thinking of, who am I giving my data to? And then it's important for businesses to be able to demonstrate that they're managing it in a sensible way, that they have the controls in place. And so whether that's certification, like a ISO 27001 certification, or aligning to industry standards, best practices, and making sure that you've good security controls in place. All of it needs to be about considering around the data that you have and how to protect it though.
Looking at scams, practically, are there protections that you can put in place, maybe if you are just a regular individual or also if you are a business, so that you can protect yourself from these kind of fraud or scams?
One of the things I'd always advise, and it's for individuals and businesses, is to do the basics well. Three things that are really important. First is password management. With the amount of online accounts and systems that you're having to log into and have passwords for, you need to ensure that you don't have the same passwords, you don't reuse your passwords, that your passwords are unique. I have over 200 different usernames and passwords, and so to remember them all would be impossible. So I use a password manager. Password management is really important. Lots of people reuse their passwords, and they should try to avoid doing that. The second thing is multi-factor authentication. And so we've spoke a bit about banks and online scams with banks. Well, all the banks use multi-factor authentication. So you'll have a username and a password, and then they'll send you out a PIN number, maybe to your mobile device, or you need to approve the login via a mobile app. That's multi-factor authentication, and that's just a second way of validating that you are who you say you are. Again, I'd highly recommend individuals to turn multi-factor authentication on as many accounts as possible. Not all online accounts use multi-factor authentication, but then you need to be careful about what information or what you're using that account for. And then the third and final thing for individuals is to make sure that their devices are patched and updated regularly. Whether it's your iPhone or Samsung phone or whatever device it is, make sure that it's got the latest updates, both for the phone itself and for the applications that you're using. the updates often have security features built into them. And so there's often an exploit or a security vulnerability that comes out that needs to be patched. So by staying on top of patching your phone, patching your laptop, you're helping to prevent any vulnerabilities that may exist. For businesses, all three of those elements are true, and businesses need to be doing that. But in addition to that, businesses should consider doing an audit regularly of their IT environment. What systems are they using? What controls are in place? What gaps and risks perhaps are there? And then consider how to address those and how to mitigate against any risks to their businesses. And the second important thing for businesses to think about is user education. So it's all well and good if you're the owner of a small business to know about good password management and multi-factor authentication. But if you're not educating your workforce on cybersecurity and the dangers to watch out online, then an employee could accidentally click on an email and it could have severe consequences on your business. I know of a business at the moment in the UK that we've been talking to, and they've been down for the last 2 weeks because of a cyber incident. And the impact of that to a lot of businesses today, it could put companies out of business.
A lot of those things seem like they're not costly. It's more setting the time aside to make sure that you are doing it in your business.
It's extremely important to be doing these things. But like all businesses and like everyone, we're busy. Your core business might not be IT or cybersecurity. And so you're looking after your customers, you're looking after everything that you need to do to run a successful business. It's very hard to find the time, but it's so important. You know, the impact on a business can be extreme. And so we want to raise awareness and we want to help businesses, especially in Tralee and Kerry, to be thinking about how do we protect the data we have, the systems that we're using, and provide the services that we are to our customers.
Like you say, a business mightn't be in that area. They might be perhaps selling something online and have a store, but obviously their cybersecurity is integral to the business. So making sure you're getting the right advice is very important.
100%. And there's a lot of advice out there online that's freely available. We want to promote awareness as a business, and we want to share the things that we've learned through IT and business over the years. Fraudsmart.ie is a very good website with regards to fraud. The Central Bank, they have a list of over 780 fraudulent businesses. And so if you get a text message or a scam from a business and you're not sure, you can go to centralbank.ie and you can look it up and see, are they one of the known fraudulent businesses on centralbank.ie. And so there's lots of websites, there's lots of information available for companies. It doesn't need to cost the earth to put good controls in place. But for those businesses that need advice, we're here to help.
Next Gen Cyber, you're working across Kerry and Cork. If people want to get in contact with you, what's the best way to do so?
Yes, so they can call us on 021 212 8332 or they can email me at moconnor@nextgencyber.ie.
Okay, and that's NextGen, N-E-X-G-E-N, Cyber. Well, look, Michael, thanks so much for coming in studio. Fascinating to hear about this. Continued success with NextGen Cyber.
Thanks very much for having me.